Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be here today. It's a little over 3 hours driving in the morning, so y'all will probably suffer from my wandering mind during that drive. So I'll try to share what I have on my mind today. There's apparently the time of year, season of the year for construction, you know, on our roads in North Georgia and North Alabama. So it was just construction zone after construction zone, and there's a lot of signage that goes with that, and enhanced fines and reduced speed limits and things like that. But I'm not sure who's in charge of those signs, but they probably need to pay a little closer attention, because you would see things like construction next 17 miles, and then 100 feet later there'd be a sign that says in construction, you know, or you'd see 35 miles an hour, then 55 just a few feet after that, then 35 again. And in your mind, you know, you're kind of wondering how the local authorities will enforce those laws. And so you start, you know, forming your defense and everything. But anyway, somehow that ties in. We've been reading in our annual reading, where we, a group of us trying to read through the Bible, we've been into kind of a dark period. It's a period where their prophets are being sent to Israel and Judah and telling them, you know, about the judgment that's about to come. But in contrast to those signs and the laws and everything that I was looking at this morning, it's poignant how careful God is to present his law clearly to those people that we see in judgment in the Old Testament, in the prophets. And he's not whimsical. He presents it clearly, and then he sends these prophets with great care and kind of extreme circumstances. We're reading about Ezekiel now, and it's talking about him having to lay on one side for many, many days and lay on another side for many, many days. And another prophet had to take a wife, you know, that was a harlot. And just all these things are not done whimsically, but they're done to convey to Israel the expectations of Christ, of God. And so what comes to mind is the rules and the things that God lays down for us. They're not whimsical. They're not trivial. They're there, and he doesn't change. God doesn't change, and so the expectations don't change that we hold to those rules. And he goes out of his way to inform us when we're not following those rules, and spells it out. And so there's that framework of justice that we are subject to and condemned by. Even today in our own behaviors, we have the same framework of clear law and expectations and behaviors. So we're kind of under a judgment that way. But we have there's this thing where God tells you how things are, and it doesn't mean you understand what he said, but it's true what he said. And so the reason I bring that up is there's this framework of judgment and justice where we are condemned. And now he tells us about this other thing of his love for us and his mercy for us. It doesn't change the strictness of his expectations and his law and everything that he gave us, but he adds this other thing to it that I don't fully understand, of his love and his forgiveness and his sending his son and the effectiveness of all that. And so it moves us into this world where we are dust, we are condemned and redeemed, and it puts us in this framework where all this is, you know, in this one package, and Paul talks about the division of it and everything. But I guess where I'm headed with this is we are in a position today where because of justice and Christ and all the things that have come before us, we need to know, I'll use this phrase, peak human, okay? Peak human with regard to our pitiful state. Peak human is worshiping God even though you are dust. I mean, you're peak human when you're worshiping God. You're peak human in God's eyes when you love as he tells us to love. And I'm sure there's other things he's told us to do that would bring us into that same realm, but all the other things we do in this life, you know, we're fearful, we worry, we're ugly, we're mean, you know, all these other things we do are not peak human, but he gives us this framework that we can follow as best we can every day. And it's just a strange thing that we as dust, to me, are able to worship him, and he commands it of us. I don't understand it, but it is the best we can be. And I'll leave you with that. So if you would, join me in prayer. Our dear Lord in heaven, we thank you for your many mercies. We can't fully comprehend them, but we know they're great. And we come before you this day, Lord, and ask your presence, your blessing of your spirit. We ask that you bind us together with your love, and that you teach us how to care for each other better. And Lord, we ask that you be with those brought forth today in prayer, and their names were mentioned, and their cause was presented. And Lord, even those that weren't, that weigh heavy on our hearts, help us to know better how to help each other and to love each other and to walk in a manner pleasing in your sight. Lord, keep us from evil and guide us in the way you'd have us to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.